But let's say it's an extra month this year, it's Nibriyor, then the Meicha gains the extra month, and the Lekech, the ones that buys it, the Orichayma, doesn't have right to keep the Chalutim until after the 13th month. So the Gemara says, Hotainach Soya, this is good, this Soya you have a Teretz. The Soya is a Chatis of a Par Michael Meimah. The Par was kosher even after a year. So what's the wrong? Why can't you keep it for next year? That's Lashin Par Michael Meimah. So the Gemara says, Exen, Zera Par, what to Soya? We're making Zera not to use the Par because maybe you come to use the Soya. Good, Xera says don't use the power, but what do you have to kill it for? Even a regular chat that's after past its year, you don't have to kill it. It's just yirah, instead of pasture in the fields. Ozlo. The Yom HaRashtrak, Rashtrak says, chat is shav v'shinosa, the din is royanoisoi, kilo hi oimedes of Eisach Chorus. Look as if it's like Tommy, it's in the basic forest, you can't use it for carbon. Or like it's in the basic forest, you're like, no, no, Tommy, just you can't use it. The roya and let it pasture in the fields, it becomes a bamum. So you see, even a chatis that's over a year old, you don't have to kill it. The din is just yira. So the kasha back to Yehuda, what did Yehuda say here? But after you have to kill it. So my answer to Elohim Arova. Gzeri mishum takola. It's true. The reason why you have to kill it is only a new derabbanan de galach mishum takola. We're afraid if you leave it around, maybe you come to use it. Like you were saying, really it's a soya, really it's a par. So you have to put it away in a special room and lock it up and not to use it for a full year. We're afraid, no, maybe you'll come to use it in the middle of the year. So Mishum Takola, we said to kill it. The Tanan, we learned like this. The din is, Ein Makdishin V'Ein Marichin. You're not supposed to make anything. Take this Bisman Azer, or any Marichin, say how much you're worth, and Mimakdish the money. V'Ein Machrimin. Another type of Hegdish. You don't give it over to Chromim, it's the Bedek Abayis. The Kesav, Rashi says, Kesav, Stam, Charomim, Lebedek Abayi. So, Plukti, Masech, Terechim. It's also a type of a Hegdish. Bizman Azeh. Well, since we don't have a base of Migdish, why do you be Makdish the money for? We can't do anything with the money. So, you're not supposed to be Makdish it. V'im Higdish, let's say somebody did. The Herech, and he did make the value of himself the money. The Echrim, or else you were Makdish the thing, Lebedek Abayi. Is Behema, Lu Yitzu, you were Makdish Behema, is Tiyokar. We'll soon see what that means. It means you have to kill it. Teira is Ksus for Kalim. If you're Makdish fruits, or Ksus, or Kalim, clothing or other kalim is yikavu. Let them right away. Don't use them. Moya sukli matches yelach lanol yamamelech. If you set aside money or metal kalim, you have to throw it to yamamelech. Now v'yezu ikur. What does it mean ikur? Noyo delos lefanel. You have to lock it up in the room and lock the door. V'meisim aler like starve it to death. So you see, mishum takolo. We're afraid you come to use it. We tell you kill the animal. That's trying to Yehuda over here also. You have the par and sir left over from this year. So true, really maybe you could use it next year. But we're afraid if you keep it and watch it, maybe you come at the kolo, you come to use it. So we don't want you to use it throughout the year. That's why we tell you lemi sozla. And the Gemara says, not the kolo demai, what are we afraid of? Eat the kolo de akrovam. If you're afraid you come to be makrovit, and you're not supposed to, or bezoya filu kol rayas nami. That why is the refer alochem? That a lot of times we have the animal, you don't have to kill it, just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it. Why? Because right now you can't use it for carbon. So if you tell him now you're afraid, maybe you will use it, so how do you ever have the halacha of rios, that you're allowed to pasture it? You should never be allowed to pasture it. Because whenever, while you're pasturing, let's be afraid, maybe you come to use it. You eat the kol, the giz, you avoid elamai, you're afraid what? Not that you'll be makarit for carbon, but you're afraid while now you come to use it, work with it, or to shear up the wool, the same thing then. Afilo kol rios nami. You should never be allowed to stand pasture the animal in the fields. And wait till it becomes a balmum. Because we should always be afraid that maybe you'll work with the animal, or maybe you'll make it, maybe you'll shear off the wool. So Gemara says, no, li'elam tekol yakrova. But they hear really we're afraid maybe you come to makarit for carbon. So why over there not? Tahanach talav b'nei akrovan inu loy toridbu. Abahach tabas takrovi toridbu. Now some by yiroi the pshat is you can't use those kabonis. So the kabonis you can't use, there we're not afraid you come to be makarit. But over here really these things are yiroi. Rashi behind the lav neakrovinu shar royis ainu mindus nikoriv hani atzvan el demayim. A regular case, whenever we say royis, the pshat is this carbon now is possible. You're not going to use this animal anymore. You're only going to sell it then with the money you'll use. But the animal stuff you're not going to use. So therefore, we're not afraid you come to be makrovit. Mashenkin this soyu and this par that really you're allowed to use it next year. So now we're afraid that maybe in the middle of the year you use it. So therefore, we don't want to let you keep this around. That's why we tell you badafka you have to kill it. Mashek and other carbonate that for sure you can't use, there we're not afraid you use it, therefore those you don't have to kill. Now the Gemara just says, but the kol atma tanoihi. This time we say there's a machlokes. If you have a shalot from the kol or not, it's like a machlokes tanoim. The tanya learned like this. The tanya choda. Pesach le korban rishon. Yakmi b'sheni. You have a korban pesach. You set aside the pesach rishon. If you didn't use it then, you can use it for pesach sheni. B'sheni. Let's say it comes b'sheni. Is yakmi l'shon abo. If you set aside a korban pesach for the second pesach sheni, and you didn't use it, you're allowed to use it for next year. The tanya either another brayse says, no, you korban. No, you're not allowed to use it next year. So what's the machlokes? My lab at the kol pligi that Tanakam says we're not afraid. You'll use it in the middle, so you're allowed to leave it for next year, and you'll use it next year. And the next man Yom says no, you're not allowed to use it next year because it's a chalaf and takala. If you stop and leave it over the whole year, we're afraid something will happen to it. So you see, it's a machlokes, so we're afraid something happens to it or not. The Gemara says maybe no, loy. The kula yama maybe I'll tell you loy chashin l'takola or maybe chashin l'takola. It's not totally. For all the pluk to the Rebbe Rabbon kemiflagi, because everybody holds you not chashin l'takola. Now what's the question if you could use this korban chattas next year or not? The machlokes is Rebbe and the Rabbonin. Because really a chattas also can only be used when it's 1 year old, the first year. Once it's a year old, it's possible. So how could you tell me you use the korban pesach next year? The chur's over a year old already. So Lamaya goes according to Rebbe that the birthday has to be the English birthday. So maybe next year pesach is still less than 365 days. So maybe you're allowed to use it. That's good for the machlokes. For like Kasha, for Rebbe or Rabbonin. The man, the Yomna says you're allowed to use it next year goes according to Rebbe. That it's possible next year Pesach, it still won't be a year old. But the one that says, no, you can't use it, goes according to Rabbanan. But maybe everybody holds you're not chashin l'takola. So Mara says, no, but Tanya, we learn clearly, v'chein ha-moyis. If somebody sets aside money this year, that this money should be used for Korban Pesach, and let's say it passes by this year Pesach, it's a question, are you allowed to leave over this money for next year or not? So what's the machlokes they can leave it over for next year? The money can't become possible. Like, why can't you leave over the money for next year? And allow Shemamina, Pitakola, Pligi Shemamini. Shemamina. You have a raya, the machlekes isn't a kola. Let's leave over the money. One man Yama says, no, you're not going to leave over this money for next year. Because we're afraid maybe in the middle of the year you come to use it. So therefore we tell you, like, the money you have to get rid of. You have to throw the money right now into the Yama Melech. Because we're afraid the money, the whole year you can't use it. Because you set aside this money to be for Korban Pesach. So since you can't use it, then it's Yomos, like you have to throw it to the Yama Melech. And the other man, the other says, no, you're allowed to keep the money in your house the whole year. So you see, this shalif, we're afraid, Mishrim Takolom, is a machlokes tanoim. So, blah, the next time, it's like a machlokes tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Mishnah, Dav Samach Vov Amar Aleph. Which says, Boloi Eitzel Sir HaMashtoleich. Is now the Kohen Godla on Yom Kippur. After we finished the avoidance, we spoke about the Mishnaisim before, that he already shechted the soyer, Lav Lashem, and his own par, and he brought both damim inside, Lefnai Lefnim, inside the Prechus by the Heichol, inside Mizbeach HaPnim. After we finished the avoidance of the dam, with the soyer of Lashem, and with the par of Porosh or Kohen Godol, now he comes back to the soyer HaMeshtaleich. Is Bo Lo Yetzel soyer HaMeshtaleich? The Kohen Godol now comes back to the soyer HaMeshtaleich, and he puts his two hands on top of this goat, and he says vidui. Like Rashi says, "Boli Eitzel Sir, Hashda Hoda Tonel Milsei Laruya B'Seder Havoida." To teach us to say the order of the avodas the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Ukomar the Liachas Shagoma Kohen Gadol Maten Domim Shopar Usoyer. After the Kohen Gadol finished all the avodas with the dam of his par. And his soyer, the soyer of Chatas Lashem, kid the solid perk of the Hoytzi Loi, Bolo Yakoin Etzel Sir HaMashtaleich. Now the Kohen Gadol goes to the soyer HaMashtaleich, the other goat that the Goyrol choose to be the Azazel, the Mokim Shamidu Shom, at the place where it was stood, Kineged Beishaluchat, like we had before, Kedemina Perak Tofu Bekalfi. We had the Perak before, that they used to leave after they chose with the Goyrol, the soyer is the soyer Azazel, they used to leave it near the gate. We're just going to leave the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. Because up until now, it's still in the Beis HaMikdash. It's sustained by the gate, by the Beis Shiluchayim, by its shahr, its gate, where it's conventioning to leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we're standing all this time. And now the Kohen Gadol goes to it. Umisvad, and he says vidui on it. This is the way the Kohen Gadol used to say vidui on the Soy HaMashtaleich. He say, honor Hashem. Chotu, his Klai Yisrael did in Averiz, Ovu Poshu, we did Averis Choto, we said before, was B'Shoigig. Ovo was B'Mezid. And Poshu was B'Merid. Like you're rebelling. That's the worst. Lefonecho. In front of you, Amcho Beis Yisrael. Now this is a Kapora for the whole Klai Yisrael. And we'll see in the Gemara if this includes Kahanim or only the Yisraelim. For it says, Am Chodesh Yisrael. I want the Yisrael HaMashtalech to forgive the whole Klal Yisrael. Ono Hashem, Kapeno Lechatoyim La'avoinus Lapshoyim, Shechoto V'Shovu V'Sheposhu. That Klal Yisrael did Choto means B'Shoigig, they did Averis not willingly. V'Shovu, that means B'Mezid, they did Averis willingly. V'Sheposhu, they did Averis even B'Mered, even going Keneged Hashem. Lefonech, in front of you, Am Chobes Yisrael. So forgive the whole Klal Yisrael. Kakosu B'Seros Moshe, like it says in the Torah, B'Seros Moshe Avdecho, Lamer, it says like this, Ki ba yom hazeh, on Yom Kippur, Yechaper Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive everybody, Letayreschem, Timetayros, Mikol Chatzesechem, Lefnei Hashem Tetoru, that we become pure and clean in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaKippurim. This is the vidu the Kohen God used to say by the Sori HaMashtaleich. So he said Hashem's name here three times. He said Ono Hashem, that was one time, then Ono Hashem a second time, and then he said this Pasuk of Lefnei Hashem a third time. Now v'ka'akahanim v'yom ho'im dim b'yazara. All the kahanim, or even the Yisraelim, that were standing in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, kishoyu shoymim, shem ha'mefarish, when they used to hear the shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, special name, the shem ha'mefarish, shehu yoytze mipi Kohen Gadol, when it went out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, and just now the Kohen Gadol said it three times. As in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said the shem ha'mefarish 10 times we had. By the vidui of the Sera Mashtaleach, he said it 3 times, by the other vidui 3 times, and another vidui 3 times, and then he stands said Hashem's name. But by each vidui, he said Hashem's name 3 times. It's Ono Hashem. Now the way he said Hashem, that was with the Shem HaMeferish. That's a machlokes exactly what does it mean, the Shem HaMeferish. Some say the Shem HaMeferish is the Yudkei Vovkei, he pronounced it the way he's supposed to, with the Yudkei Vovkei. And some of us learn, and the Rambam brings down from the Goinim, that the Shem HaMeferish is the Oisius of Membeis. It's 42 Oisius, how to read out Hashem's name, that we don't know how to do it. But whenever it says Yudkei Vodkei, it's like the abbreviation for these Membeis Oisius, so 42 Oisius, which is called the Shem HaMeferish. So here, when the Kohen God used to say Hashem's name, he used to say out the whole Shem with the 42 Oisius. So when the Kohanim and the Am used to hear the Kohen Godol say the Shem HaMeferish, either it means he said the Yudkei Vodkei the way you're supposed to read it, or not the way you're supposed to, the way it's written, then the people there, when they heard it, is Hayukurim, they used to bow down, or Mishtachrim, bow down altogether, for Neuflum Alpinim, and fall down on their face. For Yomim, they would say, Boruch Shem Kivoy Machus Elam Vod. That's what the Kohanim and the Yisraelim used to do when they heard the Shem HaMeferish on Yom Kippur. They used to bow down, Kurim Mishtachrim, Neuflum Alpinim, and Yomim, Boruch Shem. Mosru, then after this happened, after they finished the vidui and they finished bowing down, then Mosru lemi shoyim alichim. They gave over the soyim ashtalayach to the special person that was appointed from before Yom Kippur, that he's going to be the one to take it away. Now really, hakil ksherim alichim. Anybody is kosher to do this work of taking the soyim lazozel to the tzoik. We'll soon see that was very far, that was outside Yerushalayim. The pasuk says hamidbara used to take it to a special cliff in the midbar, but they would throw it off the cliff. So anybody really is kosher, even the Tzar, even Israel. El ishosu akhanim gedolim, or Rashi, some gears take out the word gedolim, rather el ishosu akhanim kovu. The kahanim made up between themselves that they're going to do it. They're not going to let a Yisrael do this avodah. They're going to want only the kahanim to do it. So even though really it was kosher bizarre, but they made up that only Kohanim would do this avodah of taking the soyer outside the Azara, way into the midbar, to throw it over the cliff. And they didn't let any Yisrael do it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Mice had once happened, V'hoylicho arasla. The one time a person called arasla, he taka took the soyer lazozel to the midbar. The Yisrael hoya, and he was a Yisrael, it once happened, that Yisrael Taka did it. Now the Kevesh Osuloi used to make a special plank, like a special bridge, for the person leading the Sawyer to walk upon over this bridge. Why? Mifnei HaBavloyim, because there were bad people, they called them the Bavloyim. We'll see in the Gemara, really there were people from Anshi Alexandria, but they called them Bavloyim because the people living in Eretz Yisrael didn't like the people living in Bavel. So anybody did something bad, they called them with Loshim if they have Avloyim. So they called the bad people of Avloyim. What did these bad people used to do? Shoyim Metalshim Besaroi. They used to pull out the hair of this person that's taken the soil lazozel, the yermloin, as if to tell him, toil betsay, go faster. If they would see this person walking with the soil lazozel to take him outside the Azorim, outside Yerushalayim, into the Midbar, so if he'd be walking nice and slow, the people, bad people, like pull out his hair of the person and say, go faster. Like, in other words, this Sawyer has all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. So we want to get rid of them already. So go faster and get rid of all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. So because these bad people used to do this, they used to have a special kevish, a special like plank, a special bridge, so that he would walk higher than the normal person, that the people couldn't touch him. So Rashi says, Elishosa kanim kva, that means shegilo lases es kanim kva, the kahanim made up between themselves, liyos malichin oisai, that they would be the only ones to carry out this par, the soyer of lazosom. Lohoye bezdin shor kahanim manichim as yisrael olichai. The bezdin of the kahanim did not let a regular Yisrael carry out the lazosom. Arasla, once happened in Shem Ish, this person called Arasla, he was the Yisrael and he once carried it out. Savadi was kosher with the Yisrael. Just this one time they let him. The kevesh, that means kimin mala, type of a bridge. Also loy, shugvoye was higher than a normal person. The yotze derech oistia kevesh, chutzli azara, v'chutzliir. Through this plank, like this bridge, he would walk outside the Beis HaMikdash and outside the whole Yerushalayim. Kadesh lo yuchlo habavloyim liga, that the bavloyim, these bad people, can't grab a hold of this person, the mishaleach, the one that's sending out the lazozel. Levishoye regilim letolshe v'sarvoy, because these bad people used to grab, to pull out the person's hair. The Yomimla, they would tell him, Toyo Maher, go faster. Vitzein, go out. And don't keep back this sir, don't go so slow, because all our Averis are on this Soyim. We want to have Akapara first. So he used to like, tell him, go fast. And he used to even pull out his hair. So not to do that, he used to have a special plank for him to go higher. Here's the Gemara. Now when the Kohen Gadol said vidui on the Parah Meshtaleach, it says Loshin Chotu Ovu Poshu Lefanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael. Amcha Beis Yisrael Mashmo the Klai Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael. I want this Lazozel to be Mechapa to forgive for Amcha Beis Yisrael, but not for Bnei Yaron, not for Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol does not include Kohanim. Is the Chura Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yirmiyah, the like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda, because if our Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Yesh Lem Kapora V'soy HaMeshtaleach. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was that even a regular Kohen, he also has his forgiveness with this Sawyer, this goat that goes Lazozum. So why doesn't the Kohen Gadol and the Vidui mention Am Bnei Aaron Am Kodeshecha? The Chura goes not like Rabbi Yehuda. The other man, the Yom, holds that the special power the Kohen Gadol has for himself on Yom Kippur is Mechapa for him, for the Kohen Gadol, and for all the other Kohanim. And not only is it Mechapa for the Chet they did, Betumas Migdash Kodeshav, they hold it's Mechapa for them for any Averi they did. All the Averis the Kohanim did, they had that kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So you know, that's what's mashma from our Mishnah, that the Sawyer of Lazozel was only meant for the Bnei Yisrael, but not meant for the Kohanim. Because if it went according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why didn't our Mishnah say Bnei Aaron? So Moritz says, no. Abaye Rama Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yehuda Shita is that the Kohanim don't have their kapara from the Shar Averis, from the power of the Kohen Gadol, but they also have the forgiveness from this Soyer Lazozel, from the goat that sent out Lazozel. Even the Bnei Kohanim have their kapara. So then the question is, why does the Mishnah only say Amcha Beis Yisrael? Why doesn't it say Bnei Aaron Amcha Deshech also? So Gemara answers, Oto Kohanim Lav Bichlal Amcha Yisroninu. His Kohanim are also included. Amcha Beis Yisrael means the whole Klai Yisrael. Not only Bnei Yisrael to mean the Shevet Yisrael and Lafuke Shevet Kuna, no, Shevet Kuna is also included. So in this video that he said, Chotu Ovu Poshu Lefanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael was included everybody. It could even be included the Kohanim also. Then the Mishnah says, Mosu L'Mishu Malichai. So after the Kohen Gadol got finished saying his vidui, and he said the Shem HaMeferesh three times, and the people bowed down and said, Baruch Shem Kvar Mechus Alorim Voed, then they sent the Soyel Azazel out. Tana Rabbonim. The apostle says like this, Ish Iti. The apostle says he's supposed to send this Soyer with a special person, Iti LeMidbarim. Send it out to the Midbar. So with Darshan Ish, means Lachshir Es Azar. You don't have to use a Kohen. Now any Yisrael, any Zar was also kosher to do this avodah of sending out the Soyel Azazel. Iti, what does the word Iti mean? Appointed one. She a mizumen Iti. He should be a